Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. Tell me from now on, the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better.
Different. Let's just make it better. tonight on the Hits Radio program to kind of get us kicked off tonight, and a little song called Honky Tonk Girl. As we mentioned, Loretta is celebrating a birthday today. Loretta is celebrating her 90th birthday, and so we wanted to say a special happy birthday tonight. We're going to have kind of a radio birthday party for her this evening. Throughout the program, we're going to feature a lot of Loretta's music. Of course, we'll be taking all of your requests and dedications as well tonight here on KNEL on the Hits Radio program. But just throughout the night, we're going to be featuring a lot of music from Loretta Lynn. Plus, we'll be going back and picking up one of the times that Loretta joined us here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. 90 years young. Thought I'd play the, of course, that Honky Tonk Girl was the first hit record that Loretta had back in 1960 on Zero Records. That's the original version of one called Honky Tonk Girl. Actually, the first song that she ever wrote, she recalled, was a song called Whisperin' Sea. And she said, "My husband was fishing, and I was sitting way up in the top of a tree with my line in the water, and I started singing, Whisperin' Sea rolling by." Here's Loretta Lynn with one called Whisperin' Sea. Spring Sea, and tonight we'll be celebrating Loretta's 90th birthday throughout the program by playing a lot of her music. Here's Daryl McCall for you this evening.
The kind of love I can't forget, dear.
Farewell Party for me.
A little Farewell Party by Gene Watson. I'll do it.
And maybe if you can sometime, picture in the frame.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Good night. Good night.
When the last breath of life is gone.
Hi, this is Mo Bandy, and you're listening to my friend, Tracy Pitcox, right here on KNEL FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
I finally found the words to say. How long did I intend?
our love is to the end. I think it's only fair that you know that one of these days I'll have to go. But I'll be proud to wear your ring till I'm just a picture in a frame. Storm clouds may gather and the heavy rains may come. When the storms are over, we'll still share the golden sun. And I'll still love you just the same till I'm just a picture in a frame. Are the sweetest ones you've ever heard. Cause I can't think of anyone I'd rather hold till life is done. This love of mine for you will grow and grow. I just thought that you'd like to know. My love will be a burning flame till I'm just a picture in a frame. Yes, I'll still love you just the same till I'm just a picture in a frame.
Find you. I could be miles away, right beside you. might happen.
Yes, I'd like to see if you could play two Bill Anderson's songs for me.
I'll sure try.
Well, one of them's Five Little Fingers.
Okay.
And the other one is called Steel.
Sure, we'll do them for you.
Well, y'all sounding good. I'm listening.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
I came home last night to a dark and lonely cottage. I took the wreath off the door and somehow I stumbled inside. I just can't, I said, live without her. Give me one reason to live now that my darling has died. And then five little fingers touched my hand. Five little fingers, too young to understand. And there was a softness in my little girl's touch that seemed to say, Daddy, I need you so. And in 5 little seconds, her 5 little fingers told me all that I wanted to know. I could tell her little eyes were full of questions. I tried to answer, but all I could do was hold her tight. Forgive me, I said, for crying. But darling, your daddy has got such a load on his shoulders tonight. And then 5 little fingers, soft and dear, touched me on the cheek and gently brushed away a tear. And I knew that in her own little way, my baby was saying, so it only took 5 little seconds for her 5 little fingers to tell me all that I needed to know.
5 little fingers, too young to understand.
Hi, this is Bill Anderson at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Texas.
Though you broke my heart, still, though we're far apart,
I love you still.
After all this time, you're still on my mind.
I love you still.
I've lost count of the hours, and I've lost track of the days. In fact, I've lost just about everything since you went away. Everything that is, except the memories you left me. And that's one thing that no one can mar. I don't know who you're with. I don't even know where you've gone. My only hope is that someday you might hear this song, and you'll know that I wrote it especially for you. And I love you, wherever you are.
Still,
after all this time,
still,
you're still on my mind.
I love you.
my heart is like an eternal fire, for every day it burns hotter, and every day it burns higher. And I haven't been able to put out one little flicker, not even with all of these tears. My friends think I'm crazy, and maybe I am, but I'll carry this torch just as long as I can, for someday you might just decide to come home, and I want you to know I'm still here.
Still, though you broke my heart, still,
though we're far apart,
couple of great songs by request from the great Bill Anderson, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, and certainly one of the most successful songwriters in the history of the business. As a matter of fact, Bill Anderson has won more BMI awards in the country music field than any other songwriter, which is pretty amazing. Well, tonight we are honoring and celebrating the 90th birthday for the great Loretta Lynn. Loretta is turning 90 years old today. We're going to go back to 1962, and this was actually one of her first big chart records in the industry. It's written by Johnny Mullins. It was released as a single, became a major hit for Loretta back in 1962. It was also recorded by Sinead O'Connor in 1992 as a cover version of Loretta's song called Success.
Thank you.
Throughout the Hits Radio program tonight, we're celebrating the 90th birthday of the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you had Una Mas Cerveza by Tommy Alverson.
I do.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cerveza, 4 for 4, senorita. like you're going crazy and you need to get away. The thought has crossed your mind about heading out for the border. Well, let me tell you something, boy, all you need to know how to say. Una más cerveza, por favor, señorita. Una más cerveza, por favor, señorita. Una más cerveza, por favor, señorita. Una más cerveza, por favor, señorita.
How about Archie Blue, Tavadil Road?
Tavadil Road by Archie Blue. I'll do that for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, sir.
When I was a very young man in Texas around Fredericksburg, on Tavadil Road, daddy's old Ford. Tavadil Road led to a place called Spring Creek Hall, and every Saturday night we'd go.
K&EL, can I help you tonight?
Had a ball on the way back home on Tavadil Road. We counted rabbits and deer. Mama sat close to Dad to see if he could hold his beer. Then every Sunday back we'd go down top of the road to the little church by Morse Ranch to give thanks to the Lord. On top of the road lived a girl by the name of Ruby Lee. She was sassy and so bold. Sometimes she, like me, she didn't like to ride the old school bus down Tavadil Road. And whenever Daddy let me have the truck, I got to take Ruby home. One day after school on Tavadil Road, the river was on a rise. Ruby said the water's too high. She had a strange look in her eyes. Got expelled from school next day for staying out all night. On Tavadil Road, Ruby and me, together we saw the light. Sometimes I go back on Tavadil Road and look
yard. It's full of weeds, she is gone, but my name's on her cattle guard. The dance hall is gone, the church still stands, there's memories untold. And whenever I want a simple smile, I drive Tyvedale Road. I hit my first deer, I drank my first beer, Tyvedale Road. I had lots of love.
Bubba,
I'm doing just great tonight.
Could you play my George Strait and that Little Joe?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thanks for calling, Bubba.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half-starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, that's when I knew the Little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard Little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, Little Joe?" And Little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to Little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee, and Little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once, I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain. So I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, Little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's Little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about Little... I was so sad, because I figured Little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him, and when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Teddy Bear said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." Lord, the roar of engine seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe? That bark? Well, it had to be Little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
Mike, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
All right. First off, want to wish Miss Loretta a happy birthday, and thank you for remembering and doing your show. And I usually just ask for one song, but if you could play me two, play one off of her gospel album.
Okay.
And play Old Violin.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you. God bless.
You too.
Hallelujah, glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord.
marching through the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, singing, shouting, for the Lord was there. I like the old time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time reading of God's word. I like to hear that old time hallelujah glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord.
Celebrating Loretta's 90th birthday tonight. We've got more coming up with your requests and dedications and a lot of great music on the Hits Radio Show throughout the next hour. Stick around for that. Here's Loretta with one of her big hits, Wine, Women, and Song.
Well, I'm at home a-working and a-slaving this way. You're out a-misbehaving, spending all of your pay on wine, women, and song. Rob my piggy bank and spend my last thin dime on wine, women, and song. Well, one of these nights you're gonna come home. You find it's coming home to you. You see what you've done and what's good for one. It's all so good for two. When you're in the doghouse with that man, you may start to thinking and giving up your wine, women, and song. Given up your wine, women, and song.
Serving Brady, Mason, Menard, and all of the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. This is 95.3 FM, KNEL-FM. Brady.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.